What the fuck?
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 Hello. Hi, this is Glenn from FakeChimp.net, here with another chunky episode of What the Fuck Was That? The micro podcast that acts all cynical and shit. So no shit-kicking list can possibly be complete without Lost Boys, The Thirst.
Didn't the original movie have a "the" at the front? I'm pretty sure it did. Pretty sure it did.
So, of course, this is the second sequel in the Lost Boys franchise, capping off the trilogy. And the thing is, there are hordes of precious horror fanatics out there who will take their verbal sledgehammers to the second movie, The Tribe. But my message to those people is, fuck off. It's not that bad. It has some pretty cool moments, and it works in that direct-to-video movie type of way. But The Thirst... This is the one that has nothing to say. So the story was that the sales from part 2 were so strong that the studio immediately gave the go-ahead for part 3. Whoops, bad call. Sales were only strong for part 2 because of the curiosity factor. People were excited because there was actually a sequel to one of their beloved movies from the 80s, and so they pre-ordered and purchased the movie in droves, only to feel that bitter sting of disappointment when they actually watched it.
Am I the only one who enjoyed that one?
So clearly, the studio only gauged the sales and not the actual response. Part 3 was doomed from the get-go. Corey Feldman returns with Jamison Newlander from the original, and they are, of course, the Frog Brothers, and they're still kicking vampire ass into their mid to late 30s. Yikes. These sad and pathetic middle-aged commando wannabe slayers are facing a new nocturnal dilemma. A party drink called The Thirst. Yeah, it's basically vampire blood and it kicks most parties into overdrive. Oh, and it turns revelers into creatures of the night. So my guess is that when the writers were feeling completely tapped out, staring at a blank screen, they must have whacked on a few episodes of True Blood and had some kind of revelation.
Why don't we just copy this? Jesus fucking Christ, you're a genius.
And so Lost Boys 3 is a rotten, stinking mess of cliche and plagiarism. Poorly written, poorly directed, poorly shot, abysmally acted. It's a smorgasbord of mediocrity. It just exploits a popular title and blows smoke in fans' faces. Surely they didn't expect this to be well received by people. Out fucking outrageous. My confession to you is that I was never a huge fan of the Lost Boys. I was more of a near dark person.
You know, it's all subjective.
But one thing is for sure, and that is that Lost Boys 3 makes that original film look like a fucking masterpiece. And I think we've said enough about that. You know what to do. Find us right across social media. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Podbean, and Stitcher. I'll catch you next time, suckers.